Hi everyone, today's parak of Rambam is the 11th and final parak of Hilchos Brachos, which means that we are nearing the end not just of Hilchos Brachos, but really all of Sefer Ahava. With only 1 3-day section left of Hilchos Mila upcoming, then we've nearly accomplished this beautiful Sefer, and we will move into the next one of Sefer Zmanim. Without further ado, let's turn to the last parak. Today's parak, the 11th parak of Hilchos Brachos, will address the actual formulation of different brachos. Halacha Aleph. Kolam brachos kulan, poseach ben mebarach, b'chosim ben mebarach. All the different blessings that we say begin with Baruch Atah Hashem and conclude with Baruch Atah Hashem, chutz, except for the following lengthy list. The bracha achronah shel Kriyat Shema, the bracha which follows after Kriyat Shema, ubracha smucha lechaverta, and a blessing which is next to another one. It has to be of certain length, as we will see. Uberchas haperos vadomela, and brachos that we call Uberchas hananin, that we benefit from, such as like eating a fruit or the like. Uberchas asiyas mitzvos, and also a bracha that we make on doing a mitzvah. Now, with regard to the blessings which the Rambam has listed a particular category of ones which are about praising God and acknowledging Him, so Yeshman poseach barach, but ain't no chosim barach. There are some which begin with barach and don't conclude with barach. Yeshman shu chosim barach, but ain't no poseach barach. And there are others which conclude with barach but don't begin with barach. El ma'at mi'berachos ha-mitzvos can go in birchas sefer Torah ve'roa kiver Yisrael me'elu shehein derech shevach ve'odaya. And there are a few of them, including the ones that are actually Birchas Mitzvah, such as Birchas Torah, which will be something which doesn't begin and end with a bracha, and that's the reason why, even though it's like part of Birchas Mitzvah, but it's also Birchas Shevach Bodaya, it's not going to have both a bracha in the beginning and the end. And also, if you see Kivur Yisrael and the like, that's from amongst the ones that are Shevach Bodaya. So there's some that will and some that won't. With regards to that category, but again, to restate, with regards to all of the brachos mitzvos, those ones begin with barach but do not conclude with a barach. Now, continuing on to halacha beis with more detail, there are certain mitzvos asay which a person must endeavor to chase after, to pursue until he does them. Can go into tefillin, v'sukkah, v'lulav, v'shofar, v'elohin, hanikra, and chuba. Such as putting on tefillin and sitting the sukkah on sukkahs and shaking the lulav on sukkahs and blowing the shofar on Rosh Hashanah. These are ones which are called obligatory. The fish adam chayv al kol panim lasos, because a person is absolutely obligated no matter what to do them. The yesh mitzvah she'ena chova, and there are other mitzvos which are not obligatory, ela domin l'rishus. Rather, they're somewhat voluntary. Kigon mezuzah umake, such as placing a mezuzah on your doorpost and putting a fence around your roof. She'ein adam chayav lishkom b'bayis achay mezuzah. A person is not obligated to live in a house which is obligated to mezuzah, kadesh yas mezuzah, so that he can make a mezuzah. Ela im ratza lishkon koyama b'ohel obesfina yeshiv. If a person chooses instead to live all his life on a boat or inside of a tent or the like, where he would not be obligated to have a mezuzah, he's allowed to do so. V'chein eino chayav livnos b'bayis kadesh yas mezuzah. And similarly, he doesn't have to build a house in order just to build a maka, that fence around his roof. And now, with regards to both categories, one which you are obligated and one which you are not obligated, but it's something which relates to man and his maker, so then it requires a blessing before we do it. And similarly, any mitzvah which is only rabbinic in nature, something which is obligatory, rabbinically, you could go in Mikra Megillah, Vadlakas Ner B'Shabbos, Vadlakas Ner Chanukah, such as reading Megillah on Purim and lighting candles on Shabbos and on Chanukah. Main mitzvahs she'ein l'chova, and such as ones which are not obligatory, you can avoid them if you never want to get into that situation. You could go in Erev and Tzidasi Dayim, such as setting up an Erev, and such as washing our hands in Tzidasi Dayim. Mevarach al kol kodem lasiyasan asher k'shan mitzvah mitzvahnu lasos. We are able to, with regards to each one of these rabbinic mitzvahs, to begin them by saying asher k'shan mitzvah mitzvahnu, that Hashem has commanded us to do them. What do you mean? Where is it commanded from God that we're to do them if they're only rabbinic in nature? That which they tell you to do, you should do. That which Chazal teach us to do, we should do. And therefore, what emerges is as follows. This is the summary. And thus, what it means is that you have commanded us with your mitzvot, Hashem, to listen to these people who commanded us to light the Hanukkah candles and to read the Megillah. And so too with all other rabbinic mitzvos. Why don't we make a bracha on Tzidas Yadayim after a meal to wash away that salt, as we said? Since that was the reason. The whole reason was just to get rid of this physical concern. and things which are simply because of a danger that we don't make a blessing on. What's that comparable to? Such as somebody who filters out water at night and then drinks it. Because he's concerned about a leech that might be in there. There also you don't make a blessing that Hashem has commanded us to filter out the water. And so too anything along those lines. If a person does a mitzvah but does not make the blessing before him, if it's something which its fulfillment is still open to doing, then you can make the blessing after you've done the act. If it's something which is already passed, so then you don't make the blessing. The Rambam will illustrate what that means. If a person is enwrapped in his tzitzis, he's wearing his tefillin, he's sitting in a sukkah, and he didn't make the bracha beforehand. With regards to each of these, you can make the respective blessings after you've done the act, because the fulfillment of the mitzvah is still an ongoing fulfillment. And so too with anything which is similar. He slaughtered an animal without the blessing beforehand. You don't go back afterwards once the act is fully accomplished and fully done to go and recite the blessing afterwards. And similarly, if a person was supposed to cover the blood of an animal that he had killed, such as oaf or a chaya, and he had covered the blood but didn't make the blessing beforehand, or he separated the various tithes, trumos or maestros, that he was supposed to and didn't make the bracha, or that he immersed in the mikvah at a time where he was obligated to and he didn't make the blessing beforehand. So in all these circumstances, the fulfillment is not ongoing, it's already over. So then you don't go back and make a new blessing the first time making the blessing, but a blessing after you've done the act. And so to anything where the fulfillment, again, is not an ongoing one. Halacha zayin. Eilecha mitzvah shemabarachin achar siyasa, ela tefilas hagir bovad. The only mitzvah where fundamentally, you'll be making the blessing after the act is when a non-Jew is converting, when he immerses in the mikvah. Because he can't make that blessing that we've been commanded to do this because he was not yet sanctified and has not yet been commanded until he actually immerses. Therefore, once he's immersed, then he makes the blessing of the immersion, because initially he was pushed away from being able to fulfill it beforehand, and it wasn't fit for a blessing. Now, at this point, he's able to, and therefore he can. Now, with regards to any mitzvah, which when you are doing it, it itself is a completion of your obligation, so then you make the blessing at the time of the act. And any blessing which, after you've done it, still has another command contingent upon it, there you don't make the blessing, only at the point when you've done the last command in dependent in this act. Kate's other, I'm illustrate. Hose a sukkah, o lulav, o shofar, o tzitzis, o tefillin, o mezuzah. Eno barach b'shas siyah. Asher k'shamet tzavet yivan la so sukkah, o lulav, o lichtov, tefillin, b'pnei shi yesh achar asiyas o tzivoy achar. With regards to the creation of all these various mitzvah items, you don't make a blessing on the creation of the item because that's not the end goal. The end goal is then to utilize them. So you'll make the blessing when you do the final step of utilizing them. And when will he make the blessing? When you sit in the sukkah, when you shake the luv, when you hear the sound of the shofar, or when you're putting on the tzitzis, when you put on your tefillin, and when you are establishing your setting in your mezuzah into the doorpost. However, if somebody is making that protective fence around his roof, so then in that moment when you're building it, which it itself is the fulfillment of the mitzvah, is to have it there, so then that will require the blessing in the time. And so too with anything which is similar. Any mitzvah which only occurs every once in a while, it's time dependent, can go and shofar, v'sukkah, v'lulav, v'mikra, v'gilav, v'ner, chanukah. And v'chein kol mitzvah mitzvah shehi kinyan lo, can go and sit v'tfilin, v'zuzah, v'makeh. And so too anything which is involved with a person's acquisition of property, such as, you know, owning tzitzis or tefillin and mezuzah and building a fence. And also a mitzvah which only happens every once in a while. It's not something which is common. Because in essence, then it's comparable to a mitzvah which only occurs only every so often in an annual cycle or the like. It's similar, even though it's not in a set cycle, but it only happens every once in a while. You go milas beno, pidron ben, such as giving a bris milah to your child and redeeming your firstborn son. So mevarach aleha b'shas asiyasa shechiyonim. So then in the moment when you're doing the mitzvah, you also make the blessing of shechiyonim kiyimonim v'yiyonim l'zmanaseh. V'lim lo berech al sukkah v'lulav v'kiyotim hem b'shechiyonim b'shas asiyah. And if you didn't make the blessing on these certain mitzvahs which occur only every once in a while, you don't make the blessing of Shechiyonu at the time. So you can still make the blessing of Shechiyonu at the time when you fulfill your obligation with them. And so too with anything else along the same category. Whether a person is doing a mitzvah for his own sake, his own obligation, or whether he's doing so for the sake of somebody else, he makes the blessing beforehand. So he makes the blessing that you've commanded us to do it. But you don't make the blessing of Shechiyonu only when it's a mitzvah which you're doing for your own sake and not to fulfill somebody else's obligation. If you have many mitzvahs before you, you don't bundle them all together and say that Hashem has commanded us to do all these assorted mitzvahs. Rather, you give each one its time in the limelight, you make a blessing on each individual one. Anybody who does a mitzvah, whether it was something which we saw before and is obligatory on himself, or it wasn't something which was obligatory per se, so if he does it for his own sake, so he makes the bracha of to do this mitzvah. Also, if he's doing it on behalf of somebody else, so then he does on the fulfillment of this mitzvah, on the doing of this mitzvah. The Rambam will illustrate Ketzad. When you're putting on tefillin, you say laniach tefillin, put on tefillin. Misatif betetes, when you're in wrapping yourself in tefillin, mevarach lesatif. And similarly with all these other ones, yashav asuk, mevarach leishiv asuk. V'chein hu mevarach lahalik ner shel Shabbos, v'ligmor zahalal. V'chein hu mekavah mezuzah leveso, mevarach likbo mezuzah. Asa maka legago, mevarach hasher gishom mezuzah v'timon lasos maka. Hefresh truma la'atzmo, mevarach lahafresh. Malas beno, mevarach lamolas haben. Shachah pitzcho v'chigaso, mevarach lishchon. And each one of them, note how it's a lamed, it's an infinitive, it's to do this. Hashem commanded me to do this. Now, in Halacha Yogimah, we see, Aval imkava mezuzah la'achir, but if you're setting up a mezuzah for somebody else, mevarach al kviyas mezuzah. Then you talk about the broader concept in general, that Hashem has commanded us on the concept of affixing a mezuzah to our doorposts. Azalem ma'akim, mevarach al asiyas ma'akah. If you're setting truma, mevarach al hafrashas truma. Ma'as ben chaver, mevarach al hamila, v'rein kol giyot be'ila. And so too with anything else along these lines. Halacha Yodalad. Asa mitzvah lo la'achirim ke'achad. If he's doing the mitzvah both for himself and for somebody else all at once, if it's a mitzvah she'ein a chova, if it's a mitzvah which isn't obligatory, mevarach al asiyah. So then you make it on the broader concept again of doing so with the language of al. Lefikach hu mevarach al mitzvahs eirav. And that's why, with regards to setting up an eirav, so you say al mitzvahs eirav. Ha'is a chova, it was something which was obligatory, but it's kavin lehotzi atzmo, and he intends to fulfill his own obligation, midi chova of his own obligation, lehotzi achir, and he also wants to help dispense the obligation of others, mevarach lasos. Nonetheless, since he is commanded to do this particular act, so then he uses the language of lasos, the infinitive, to do that. The fikach hu mevarach lishma kol shofar. And that's why the one who's blowing the shofar, and he's assuming that he wants to fulfill his own obligation, also he says to hear the sound of the shofar. Now, with regards to lulav, even though it's your own personal obligation, so the way you say it, though, is antidas lulav, because the second you pick it up, you've already fulfilled the fundamental obligation of having the lulav in your hand. However, if he makes the blessing before he takes it, then in that circumstance, since you have not yet fulfilled it even on the bottom basement level yet, before you've picked it up, so then you should say to take the lulav rather than on the concept of taking the lulav. So you see from this that after somebody has already fulfilled the obligation on any level, so then he uses the bracha on the concept and rather than using the obligation to do something. With regards to washing one's hands and slaughtering an animal, since these things are fundamentally not obligatory, even if you were doing it for your own sake, with regards to these ones, we use the broader concept of saying on this matter. And so too with the destruction of chametz, when you checked whether it was for yourself or for others, so you use the language of al. As Rambam will discuss in Hilchos Chametz Matzah, once you have already decided in your mind that you're going to be mevatel it, so you've already fulfilled the mitzvah of bi'ur on some bottom base level, you've nullified the chametz with your intent to go ahead and seek it out, and therefore you've already fulfilled it on some level, and therefore you do al biur chametz rather than levayer chametz. Good. Halacha tezayin kol davar shu minhag afal pi sheminhag nevi'im hu. With regards to anything which is fundamentally just a custom, even if it was a very ancient custom and a very profound custom, one which came from the prophets themselves, kigon tilas harav b'shvi shochag, which is the taking of the Aravos on the seventh day on Hoshana Rabbah of Sukkot. Ve'ein tzarech lomar minhag chachamim. And it goes without saying, when something is not even a minhag nevi'im, but it's less than that, it's only from Chazal, kigon kriyas halel, b'rashi chadashim, chol shemoed, shal pesach, such as reciting halel on Rosh Chodesh and on Chol HaMoed of Pesach, and we're barking love. So in these circumstances, we don't make a blessing on it. V'chein kol davar sheyes tapek lecha imtan bracha imlav osen oso below bracha. And so too, anything which you're not certain whether it requires bracha or not, so you do it without making a blessing. And now the concluding line, one which is a very important, a very beautiful point, ul'olam yizahir adam b'bracha she'en etzricha, a person should always be careful with making a needless bracha, one which is not necessary, v'yar b'brachos hatzrichos, and should be very careful to increase the brachos which are necessary. V'chein David Amar b'chol yom avarchaka, that every day, God, I will praise you, I will thank you, I will bless you for all the good that you've done for me. And thus concludes this beautiful section of Mishnah Torah, of Hilchos Brachos. Mirch Shem, tomorrow we will begin the next and final section of Sefer Ava, Hilchos Milah. It's only a short 3-day little stint. Mirch Shem will savor it and then turn to Sefer Zmanim on the next day.